Hi everybody, welcome to another week with your girlies, the one and only Rashida
Gege
Londona.
and Boston, and God of mercy, what did I just say?
This episode, we spoke about the unfortunate events in Maiduguri. It's a sad one. We had some dilemmas. Rashida solved a man problem for us. She gave us advice. You know, Rashida is always giving marital advice and whatnot. We had so much fun. Do give us a listen. Are you going to enjoy this? Let's take your 30 minutes or so. Chill with us. Have a nice one. Have a beautiful one. Thank you for always coming back. Take care. Bye.
Well done. Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Yes, sis. Allow me now. Oh, my God. Let me greet people in peace. Yeah, distracting my greeting.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. I apologize on behalf of you, sis. She's just, I don't know, she's excited to be on the podcast. I don't know what she's doing.
But I'm
I
always
am
excited.
Shoshida.
And I'm your sis, Ladu, as always.
Rashida is reporting live from London.
And I'll be recording live from Boston, Massachusetts. God forgive you.
That's what I
God
wanted
forgive
to
you.
hear. Let's know your location first before we continue. You sis, how you doing?
I'm fine, no, my dear. How far now? How that side?
I did. This side, this part of the world is getting cooler. You sis, can you believe that summer is already over? Like we are,
Summer that you didn't even enjoy this summer.
my dear.
Rashida, I think it's only 1 week that I enjoyed it.
It was only 1 week ago.
Yeah, because you said we go, so you started
I started
complaining.
complaining.
It's not summer rain, it's raining, it's waning.
Talking about that, do you know the past 2 days it has been raining?
Oh, talk about the devil.
So I checked and it was going to be clear. It was because it was already at 9 degrees already. Those winter just came in. It was so fast. I said, what is happening? All our jackets are out already because of the cold. It was going to be a clear day. All of a sudden, I went for school pickup and it was raining. Not drizzling, not drizzling. It was raining.
He didn't.
It was raining. We had to even find somewhere to like stay because it was really raining, and we waited for the rain to stop before we could go. I don't know what's happening to the weather. You cannot just trust the weather. You if you're going out, go with your umbrella, go with your jacket.
You don't know.
just go prepared. Even the weather forecast is not giving you an accurate forecast of the weather reports. How is the weather in Boston?
Well, it's been wonderful. I love
Okay.
it. Like I said last week, in the mornings it's sunny. You think it's hot, but in the Kikaputa, it's actually not warm, but chilly. I love it. You don't have to cover that much. At night, it's cool. 2 days ago, it was warm at night. You had to put on the air conditioning, but not all through the night for like some hours. But the weather, yeah, it's been amazing. Just, yeah, alhamdulillah, I love it.
What have you been doing?
What will I do now, Rashida?
You're just chilling, sleeping, eating. It's holiday mode.
Thank you very
Like,
much. I do
please,
go
when
out.
are you coming back to Nigeria? Because this recording time is stressing me.
Say what is doing you? Last night you say it,
This
Nigeria.
is this recording.
Nigeria, eh?
No, because you have stopped complaining. I need to hear all those Nigeria complaints. What is
You know this life, eh? You this life, just see whatever you're doing with people, do it with one mind. God would expose them. You see, Rashida use her mouth now to say that I've stopped complaining. So
No, you are too calm. I need all that. I need Nigeria aggression. No. You just said that you are resting. Yeah. What?
yes, now I go
No,
out shop,
because
come back, I exercise,
I don't
you
like
know, I
this that
watch
you
what
have
I
not complained
want
about light. You have not complained about fuel.
Rashida, let me not swear for you. If I say God punish you now, will I be wrong?
Oh
Imagine this woman.
my goodness. Yeah. No, now, no,
I
now.
don't blame you, Rashida.
No,
No,
now.
I don't blame you. I don't
And
blame you.
I heard that the people increased fuel price in Nigeria. You did not come.
Hey,
You did
be
not
hearing
complain.
you. Hear and tell
My
me.
God. You sis.
Be ready.
Oh, can no, please. I love it that you're enjoying yourself. Please,
my sister,
that's,
I can't come and kill myself. Don't worry. We go. See, Nigeria follows you wherever you are. Before I forget about Nigeria, I've been trying to zone it out.
Zone it out, yeah.
I'm talking about my week. For the past, apart from the normal activities that you do, you know, holidays and stuff, you cannot run away from Nigeria. My state, Maiduguri, has been hit, so I've been trying to see how I can reduce the intensity of whatever has been happening in Maiduguri, my people, how it will not affect me. But what can you do? I've been trying to like get away from social media because videos and everything is there, apart from calls. And I call my mom, my people, and all that. That's that too. But alhamdulillah, whatever happens, you still say alhamdulillah. The state is still there, but that's part of my week too. But
yeah,
alhamdulillah, all in all, alhamdulillah. So
yeah, Yusuf brings me to my prayer of the week. My prayer of the week is that we are sending our prayers to the people of Maiduguri. It's horrible, Yusuf.
Or horrible is an understatement.
I was looking at the videos and I saw it. You cannot escape these things. The algorithm will always bring you to what.
Exactly.
No matter how you try to avoid it, and we shouldn't avoid it either, so we can be able to pray for them. I saw how the rescue team were going about, and the whole state was covered in blood. Oh my God, it was just a sudden thing. People were leaving their houses, and this one video that stuck to my head was this rescue team. You know, they are going with, they start with the women and the children, and they were all in a boat. And the boat lost control and they all fell in the water. And the water is a flowing water. It's not a still water, it's flowing. And this baby was about to drown or something. And you know, most people don't know how to swim. So you can see even when they are in the water, they are really, everybody's struggling.
The thing is, for me, like, this is home. Maiduguri, the metropolis, is a small place. Maiduguri is big but it's small at the same time, right? My anger with the whole thing is, we knew this was going to happen from last year.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is not something that is happening out of the ordinary. If nothing is being done today, next year we're going to be here, God forbid, talking about the same thing.
Oh no.
Now, number one, the water is from Alo Dam. I'm sure you must have seen how the water is going.
Oh my God. It was a graphic
then
image.
Then number two, the main problem is the dam that is between Nigeria and Cameroon. Since the military time, there was a contract, an agreement was signed. Cameroon were going to do their part and Nigeria were going to do their part. Of course, the Nigerian story happened. Acting your name.
Oh God!
It was not done. So every rainy season, Cameroon release the water from their own part. Then it comes here. Alo Dam. I was reading somewhere here last year. How many billion was released for some structural like fittings and all that? The money, but saying the injury.
Oh my God!
And you know, with climate change now, it's only getting worse.
Yes.
Right. So, and this year, I'm sure you must have seen people saying that the last time this kind of flood happened in Maiduguri was 34 years ago.
Yeah, but I saw that. I saw that report.
My mom said the one that happened 34 years ago was not even this bad. Because she was giving me example and she said she was able to do that. The water level was at the surface and she was explaining to me. So it was this bad. And I agree because I don't know if you saw one of these bridge, Lagos Bridge. Lagos Bridge has been there. King Hayarabu. If you are not on the upper side of Maiduguri, what I mean by upper side, not like class, but as in the height of the land and all that, swept off. And the sad part of it, if you are Maiduguri, whether you like it or minimum of 5 people you know or relative have been affected by this. Minimum of 5 people. Look at the hospital. Maiduguri Teaching Hospital is one of the biggest. Kingani, look at it submerged in water. I don't know if you have seen the video. Most of like neonatal ward, pediatric ward, and most of the wards that were on the ground floor were submerged.
Oh no.
MRI machine. and city.
Oh no.
How did they even get to the first place? Now story will change.
Yeah.
So pregnant women with their babies had to be moved to the first floor. Other words, number two, look at the zoo. Look at the cemetery. Dead bodies were flowing.
Stop it.
The whole thing, because from Maiduguri Teaching Hospital to the cemetery is there on the straight line. You're just going up to 5 minutes drive. Maiduguri is a small city. You understand? So another part of my sadness is this. Nigerians are going through a lot already.
Yeah. The people of Maiduguri have seen it. They've seen everything.
We have seen everything.
In the past, yes.
So Nigeria were happening to people in Maiduguri, then this happened again. Lives were lost.
Yeah.
People are displaced. Don't talk about the diseases that will be caught after this. So I was just sad.
Another video I saw was the rescue team rescuing this mother and child. And her son was collected first and put into a vehicle to save him. And she came, you know, it's not only the son they are putting. While they are putting the son, they are putting other people into the vehicle. The vehicle got filled up or so and it left. And she entered the next vehicle after saving her son. And when they got to the destination, she thought maybe she would see her son there waiting for her. She got to the next destination. And her son is nowhere to be found. Now this woman is in distress. She's like running helter skelter looking for her son, explaining this is him. He's just 4 years old. He's wearing so color of clothes. I just saw that and it really broke my heart. It's a lot.
It's too much. And kudos to the Nigerian military. They responded quickly.
Yeah.
The norm for Nigerians, we know, but there are only few places that they could go.
Yes,
even trucks. When the truck is submerged in water, who are you going to save? I saw a video. I don't know how they were able to communicate that there were people in a certain house trapped.
Mm. Mm.
They got swimmers in a canoe.
Yeah.
Rashida, the sad thing about that video is if you see the house go hanging, like I think it's a two-story building. It's a new thing, well to do, but when this disaster struck, they could be in the house.
It's not choosing who it's going to hit.
The swimmers swam, opened the gate, and the canoe entered the house. Come and see the women in their hijab. They were crying. They can't believe giving up. Whatever will happen is either hunger or anything.
My god, that's so sad.
What kind of life is this?
Wow, that's so sad.
What kind of Rashida? And the scary thing is it NIMET, Nigerian Meteorology, whatever they have to do with the weather? They have given one, you know, like Kebbi and how many states that they should get ready to. Flooding is coming. See, we cannot pray everything away. We cannot pray everything away. Rashida, even developers. See how they grapple with load. So they will not release money and people will eat it and nothing will happen. You just pray next year it will be better. Oh, my thoughts and prayer goes out to
I hope Allah makes it easy for them. It's not easy. They've gone through it. They've gone through everything.
Like every home now, you see people because your relative have to come and stay with you.
Of course.
Wants to go to live in IDP. Rashida, Nigerians, I cannot finish this talk without adding this because it's what actually happened. I don't believe that during this horrible time that everybody is facing in Maiduguri, that some traders increased the prices of their food.
In Maiduguri?
In Maiduguri.
The problem with Nigerians.
What is wrong with us now?
This is the time where everybody is supposed to drop the prices so that
Thank you.
So you can help.
Spaghetti is going for 2,000 naira. Pure water prices, one bag has gone up.
We are a problem usually when this thing.
I was like, how do people come up with this thing? Because when I see the flooding, I'll be like, you are scared, you're trying to help. Oh my god, this could have been me. So somebody sat down and what they were thinking is to increase the price of food. Hi, Rashida.
Because if in a sane place, in a sane country, this is where humanity comes in. This is where you say, okay, I am doing this for humanity. Your prices, you're slashing it, you're giving it away, you're taking it. This is where the Western world is different. I'm not saying that there are people that are not doing that, but like the people, because I saw a lot of people soliciting for funds to people in Maiduguri. They were like, okay, people of Maiduguri, people were giving their bank account. From the way we have experienced that Nigerians behave, you don't trust that even if you give your money, it's going to the right place. Mm-hmm. It's going to people who need it. So many people are skeptical to even help because they are not sure if this money they are sending is going to who it's supposed to go to. It's sad, but I'm sending them love. I called you and I was asking you, hope your family are okay. And
well, it didn't affect my area. So, but like I said, minimum of 5 relatives of people, you know. And mine, it didn't affect my village.
Oh.
It swept everything, my grandparents' home and all that. They had to move to the next village.
That's so sad.
Well, hi, Rashida. I don't like talking about it as such. Yeah.
Let's move on from this. Yes, huh? she's getting depressed from this conversation.
Yeah.
It's sad. Moving on, Yusis. Were you on the streets?
My sister, I saw something that made me laugh.
We need some laughter after talking about me.
You are a man problem.
Oh, it's a man problem. Oh, I love men problem.
You are a pretender. You will not give them solution. You now start shifting the whole thing. You see, they are not thinking, okay, let's see how you handle this. It goes like this. He said, yep. I got married to my first wife at 26 years.
Okay.
She's older with 2 years.
Okay.
I was actually jobless when I met her.
Okay.
And she came from a rich family. Her dad is a politician. He is still holding an office at federal level. When the relationship started getting serious, I proposed, but she declined and said I wasn't man enough yet.
Ooh.
I should pursue money. She said I will single-handedly handle the wedding. She opened a big printing business. We print, photocopy, graphic design, posters, etc. The business started booming. Rashida, did you hear that one?
It started booming.
Mm-hmm. He said, God blessed me and I was getting federal contracts to print posters and billboards.
Okay.
Even during elections, I was given so many contracts.
Mm.
That was how I blow. Your friend don't blow.
Hey, I'm happy for
you. I got married to my wife and I financed everything before.
Wow.
God bless us with 2 children. We started having issues when my family started insulting my wife that she's older than me.
Me. Okay.
It started affecting me and I became ashamed of her.
Can you imagine? I'm not even surprised.
I stopped going out with her.
Okay.
I later asked for a divorce.
Uh-uh.
I got married.
The audacity.
Shebi, you don't blow. I got married to another lady. I am older than with 5 years within a space of 6 months after separation. I stopped getting contracts. Wait now.
Okay.
You are not taking this man serious.
I'm taking it serious.
I didn't know my wife was using her father's connection to give me political contracts.
Thief.
I even personally reached out to some of my customers. They gave me 1 or 2 excuses. I am no longer living a flamboyant lifestyle. It is now I am seeing my wife's true colors.
Wow.
Rashida, let me finish. My wife, even though she's older, she respected me. But this one with me now, he said this one with
me. This one with me now. Look at how he's even addressing her.
Wait now. Since I became poor, she no longer regards me to be anything. The same family that called my first wife old now wants me to make peace with her and bring her back.
Wallahi, they are not serious.
Wait, that if it's me now, you say actually, like, relax.
Okay.
My ex-wife avoids me like a plague. If I want to talk to my children, I go through the nanny. If I want to play with my children, the nanny, driver, and 2 bodyguards are the ones that will bring my children and take them home after spending time with them. I now have a feeling that my wife used me to have children.
He's a spam donor.
Wait, no. Now she resents me. I've asked for forgiveness and I want her back. But she called me a vomit that she can't go back to her vomit. Rashida, why is this woman not going back to her vomit. This man is asking questions, Rashida.
Oh,
man, problem solver that you are. Solve this one. Tango, you say me. I don't used to take you serious. So I brought this one to you now. Solve it for him, please.
Yes, he's sitting on the other side of the fence.
No, you are not sitting anywhere. You have to solve this man.
I see where you are coming from.
Let me be talking like you. Rashida, take this man serious. He needs solution, please.
When they say karma, this is karma. This is the definition of karma.
Hey.
I love the way the woman handled it. She just said, you my sperm donor that I have been managing.
This life is funny.
Very, very funny.
He said I was actually jobless.
Can you imagine? That, you know what we used to say? We've said on the podcast now that sometimes when you see somebody somewhere, God know why that person is there. Don't be
you don't know why God live and there. For God, good Samaritan. Oh, mother, good Samaritan. You now come and bring person to the shade. You go see something.
They will not.
Can you imagine? He said he doesn't go out with her now. He's ashamed.
He's ashamed of her.
The family have left him.
Where is the family now that said that?
You have to face the consequences of your actions alone.
You did not hear the part that even bust my head. He said, and my former wife, she used to respect me.
No, he said, this one that I married now.
You know when you have everything and you are trying to taste the other side of it.
This one that is with me now, since I became poor. See, he projected himself at this big boy, rich person now. Mm. The one they married that is 5 years older than her. She see money. She wanted to live baby girl life. You brought her. You are not giving her that life. Why would she respect you again?
She will say that she has kids.
What everything. I ordered versus what I got. She ordered a rich flamboyant husband. She got a poor one.
It's karma. It's karma.
Anyway, as for me, you know my advice for them now. You know my advice for them. I wish him all the best. I wish you all the best.
Oh God. I'm even happy. It didn't even take long.
Anyway, the second one I saw, I'm sure you saw it too, Rashida. Mm. No, wait, I even sent it to you now. That video that was trending of the pastor woman.
Yeah. That was giving her advice.
Too much. Yes. Women should stop talking too much when your husband is around. I laugh. Rashida, did you see?
I saw the video. The woman was saying a bunch of nonsense.
And they say you should stop talking too much.
With all due respect, because she said a lot of things that did not even make sense.
No, somebody said, what are you doing at the pulpit as a woman? Where is your husband?
How did she phrase it? She said, as a woman, don't talk too much because the Bible says you should not talk in the altar. How did she phrase it?
I can't remember the rubbish, but Nigerians address her well. you're just fighting under the comments.
No, because she held that mic. The only thing she had holding that mic was her confidence.
But you know, we used to complain about all these female malamas that we are always having.
Yeah.
As in, can you focus on educating women on their right?
Yeah.
That you follow.
Yeah.
This one that you've seen, your male counterpart have been hammering it since time immemorial. Can you educate them?
Yeah, and don't forget, the male counterparts, it favors them. That's why.
Understand.
I'm sure there are a lot of men in that place say yes.
Of course.
Especially if you have a wife that is opinionated and that talks and tries to call you out.
You should keep quiet.
It's your fellow woman that is telling you that you keep quiet. It's not even a man. If it was a man that told you, you would say it's
you
a man.
You say
a woman. It's your fellow woman. Please, I'd rather that we women, we try. Nobody is saying you should go and be rude or be doing it, but just try and know, like, your rights as a woman. Let's educate each other because we have so many girls that don't know what they are meant to be or haven't found themselves because there's nobody telling them what to do. I'm one of those women that nobody told me what to do. You have to learn it. You have to learn and unlearn things.
Yeah.
You have to try and educate yourself. Read your rights as a woman and just have a general knowledge on what to do.
Do you understand?
So no matter what, sometimes you listen to your fellow woman talking and you just think, what is it? Like, are we not on the same table? We're supposed to be for one another. Where is
Rashida, woman supporting them?
Woman supporting woman coming from?
Do you blame them? When as a woman, they see yourself as a lesser human being. Tradition, conditioning. What do you expect?
Sometimes you know, now that I have grown up and I have small sense, I'm just thinking...
Did you say small sense?
Yes, no. Now that I've grown up and I think I have small sense. You know, you're just looking at sometimes the environment you grow up in, it really doesn't help you in some certain ways to deal with life. Yeah. Sometimes the family just makes you look less of yourself. You just think that you cannot achieve some certain things in your life. They don't show you that the world is big enough for everybody. The world, you can, if you put your mind to it, you can achieve more than what you think you can achieve. That's why you find out that you go somewhere and you experience something and you're just thinking, okay, I didn't know that I could achieve this in life. I didn't know I could get to this level, because you are already used to being in a box. Even when you're trying to do this, you hear something like, Wanda, you have not gotten to where you want. You are trying to prove something.
All this merry-go-round that you're trying to say, Rashida, let me not be diplomatic and say, because the way society and culture has painted it, it's like your biggest achievement as a woman is marriage.
It's marriage.
Every other thing that you want to achieve, if you are not married, whether it be good marriage, abusive marriage, whatever marriage.
Okay, yes.
That marriage. Okay. Yeah,
Even thinking of it in that marriage aspect, but now that you've said it, that is even what it is.
You understand?
Yes, that is what
that
it is.
Be because your main focus.
You see a mother, when she's teaching her child, she doesn't teach her child anything apart from going to your husband's house.
Not
nobody
at all
is teaching you how to survive after that marriage.
No. Just enter.
Just go
enter
and marry
and survive.
In a typical northern home, that's why I like the Yoruba culture. I don't think their sole purpose is for you to just go and marry. Yes, they want you to marry, but then, because you find out that a Yoruba father or an Igbo father would do everything, will sell his land, he will sell his property and send his child to school. Be it a girl child, be it a boy child, they will send their kids abroad to say, okay, go. But it comes with a clause, because sometimes when they send you abroad, they want you to come back home and change the whole family, the whole life. I get that. So they have they call it a healthy competition, because you were telling me the other day that in Maiduguri, where you come from, that you guys have this healthy competition, that every, you were saying, yeah, please.
Yeah, well, how do I put it? Nigeria is diverse, right?
Yeah.
It's not only Hausa, Yoruba, Igbo that we have, right? We have more than 560 ethnicities, right?
Yeah.
For example, now, in Borno State, Maiduguri, the southern part of Maiduguri, where I come from, you have the Christians, the Muslims. The culture differs from those that are from the northern part of Borno State.
Yeah.
Right. So what I was telling Rashida the other time is about my own side, which is the southern part that is mixed. My own part of Borno State, they value education, and what they pride themselves on is how educated you are and how many educated people you have in your family. Right? So when the men sit, they brag about how many doctors they have as children, how many engineers, how many lawyers, how
healthy
many graduates
competition
they have. My people don't beg for handouts. You see old woman, she would rather go to the farm what she wants to eat and sell it than go out and be begging for food and all that. You understand? So you see, even in the north, and I'm sure in other states too, like Taraba, all these that they call them central north, they're not central north, they're middle, but you have so many tribes there. So culture
it plays a major role.
It drags a lot of people back.
It does.
But that's when educating yourself comes in.
Exactly.
The fact that you grew up with this culture is your culture. There's the one that even conflict with your religion.
Of course.
A lot of them.
Yeah, of
but
course.
Some people don't even know how to differentiate between the culture and the religion. And that's why we have this generality, Rashida. Like people in the East and the western part of Nigeria, they think begging is part of Islam. And you see, Islam forbids begging in its totality.
It forbids begging.
But that's the way they see it. It's a cultural thing. Yeah. They mix culture and the religion.
And because you see a certain tribe or a certain part of the country are the people who do certain things, you just assume that this it's whole every,
thank you so much.
Tribe
so,
is.
You yeah. see, these things, that these problems that we are talking about limits women too.
It does.
Into the marriage, into being successful in what you do, in what you love, the career you chose, and all that.
You know, I was reading somewhere, I just recently saw that, you know how you say, oh, wife material, you have to be cooking, you have to be cleaning, you have to eat, it's not it. This thing is extra, it's just extra thing. It's just something that if you like doing and you enjoy doing it, it's good. But it doesn't justify that when you are a wife, you have to be cleaning. What makes you a wife is cleaning, cooking.
Rashida, have you forgotten? I think I've sent you the tweet or an article. I can't remember. Someone put it the best way you can ever think about. She said, ask a man to describe his ideal wife and watch him describe a slave. Ask a man to describe his ideal wife and watch him describe a slave.
You see, have you seen this tweet? There's every AK market day, there's a man saying, sending this tweet. Let me even do a marriage so that my wife can come and cook for me.
Cook. One woman said, why are Nigerian men always hungry?
There is no tweet that you see. I need a wife now. I need a wife that will come and be cooking for me. And we, the women, when we marry, we want to show ourselves. It's us cleaning, cooking. You want to kill yourself.
Then you now
come. You don't like it. Somebody like me.
After some years, you are tired.
You are tired now.
But you must continue.
But you don't continue. Don't continue. You you will say that they will say they've called you for a family meeting.
Family meeting. No, it's funny, but it's actually sad.
Unfortunately, there are things that you cannot just wake up one day and change.
It's a gradual process. But you have to start somewhere. Have you forgotten this point, Rashida? Our mothers did it.
Please don't try it. Don't you dare try that. If I hear one more of our mother did it.
Our mothers did it. It. Our mother.
I don't care.
Did
no.
you ask your mother whether or not she like it?
No, you know what I even used to reply for that? That our mother did it. I say it's her personal problem. It's her problem. That one is don't add her own and join my own. She wanted to do it and she did it. That is her problem. That's her. But me, I don't want to do it. That is her problem. She felt that she can do it. Let her do it. But just because your mother did it does not mean
Yoshida, I would do you it. See that your mother was going up and down. People will be even
no,
doing
no, you know, it's meant
in
that
the kitchen.
You, no,
instead
no.
of you to pity your mother, you are taking it the thing of pride. You your sis, mother has never complained to you because
when Allah created women, he puts this pity in them. No matter what, a woman has this pity that comes with her naturally. She's attached to things. You know that even if he saw his mother struggle, if he doesn't bring his mind to it, he's never going to get it. Maybe except they tell him, he'll not be like, oh, I did not know that it was this deep.
Rashida.
Some people will never understand until you explain to them.
I disagree with you. I wanted you to finish.
You will always disagree with me, you see. So I continue.
I disagree with you. Mm-hmm. I disagree with you. Gender that they say that they use logic. The logical gender will not know or recognize when somebody is suffering. What are you telling me?
They use gaslighting.
Let me give you an example. When it's Mother's Day, look at the quotes and the pictures they use. You see the mother. She's in the kitchen. No. The worst one I saw.
The one with plenty hands.
We drip. She was in the hospital, see injection and drip, but she was still in the kitchen. Them, they are balancing the living room, waiting for us to serve them.
To finish.
They use that picture. Is it not an irony? That's how you see
your mother.
Like a slave.
Or is it because that you will see plenty hands?
Yes, she's doing so many things, at them, they are chilling, waiting for her. That's how they celebrate Mother's Day, because you only see her as a product of chores and whatever.
We have talked about about dementia on this podcast. You see, that's how many women they end up with dementia, because all their life they are thinking of 101 things.
Things
they get old and they cannot even remember because they've stressed their brain. When a man wants to do something, he concentrates. If he's walking, he concentrates on that walk. If he's watching football, he will concentrate on that football till he's done. If he wants to do anything, he will concentrate on that one thing. I'm doing podcast now, my ear is somewhere. I'm thinking of other things. I'm thinking of 101 things to do after now.
Please, Rashida, we always advise it on this podcast. Please, as a woman, nobody is saying you should go and fight anybody. No. But please, value yourself. Be selfish for a bit.
Be selfish for a change.
Go and educate yourself. This marriage is no war. Mm-hmm. Because you're a woman, nobody says you should go and kill yourself. Please. Looking haggard.
You can always do 101 things. I swear, it won't change anything.
It's not going to change anything.
If the person you are married to, if he's a chronic cheater, he will still cheat, no matter what.
It's not bad.
If he's an alcoholic, he will still drink, no matter what you do. Are you that you want to come and say you're a lifesaver, you want to change him? I pity
you. End up losing your life. So, my dear ladies, please, nobody is saying you should fight, but please, go and educate yourself. Take care of yourself. See, if you die, life goes on.
You see, I met one woman recently.
Life goes on, no.
She has like 5 kids. Do you know this woman? Her level of composure needs to be studied.
Wow.
Her level of composure needs to be studied. Her first child is 18 years old. This woman is the softest person I have ever met in my life. Like, she is so... She just told me, she said, I put myself first. She said, if you take life hard, it's going to be hard for you. If you take it simple, it's going to be simple for you. She said, there's no need. She said, I put myself first. I go, I do my hair, I do makeup, I fix my nails, I go for coffee. She just... And her child is in my child's form.
You mean like, say, this one personally affected you?
So it did. It did. She was so calm.
Yes.
If you see her, very classy. She's not stressing. She's just composed. She's just looking at me. You'll be there doing your gra-gra. Hey, I need to pick my... Hey. She's just there majestically. She has already told herself that this life, I'm not... She said, I'm taking my vitamins. I'm not thinking of anything. I just... She said, there's no need to rush. There is no need. She said, when it's time for holiday, we will go for holiday. She said, I don't care how he makes the money, but we'll go for that holiday.
I love how she put it simply.
Yes, yeah.
Simply, not be fight.
It's not fight. She said, because I take care of every other thing, he's working. So when it's time for holiday, she'll pack. The husband is paying for 5 children plus her, 6 people to go for holiday. She said, what can I do, sister? We have to do it. I look at her, I say, hey. We have to do it.
Yes.
Last time I was on holiday was 2 years ago. It's time. If you see how she was talking gently, quietly, she's not screaming, she's not shouting, she's not
aggressive. Those ones, those are the words. So, Rashida, you know, when people see ladies, especially the outspoken, they think they are the bad ones. They're the ones where they talk gently.
No, this one.
That one, they will say their mind and they are over it.
Yes.
Now, this one where they talk to you like this, see, doesn't she remind you of all those villains in films that you don't know what they do? They'll kill the whole country. I'm happy for her.
I learned something from her. I'm just looking at her. I'm like, okay. When I was talking to her, I was really humbled. I said, okay. I was just quiet. Looking at her. I said, yes, mashallah, mashallah, sister, you're right. When I know that me, I can never be this composed. Everything gra.
No, but it takes time now.
It does take time. Yes, takes time. I realized really, that. Don't think she. I think she had to learn it.
But Rashida, at least some people, they refuse to admit that this is happening to them.
Yeah.
You understand? They don't want to face their reality. Always in this fantasy world. Kingani, imagining things. Instead of facing, this is your reality, this is your life, right? Face it. If you want to change it, well, the first thing you have to do is admit this is happening to me and I need to change it. Yeah. Then you start taking steps. Will it take you 10 years? Mm-hmm. But at least you have started. Yeah. Instead of living in a bubble.
But you see, there's this statement that people throw around that I really don't agree with it.
What's that?
Where you say, like, this is how he behaves, just leave him, it's his character. You are helping that person justify rubbish.
No, they have accepted defeat.
Yes, you cannot tell me that this is somebody's character when me, I'm trying to work on myself. Then you tell me that this person is bad character. I should just accept it because this is how the person is. We are all working on ourselves. I will not accept your bad character.
Do you know why? Maybe you know the why, but it didn't occur to you. Because, Rashida, if it's a man, there are 100 people that will support that argument for him.
You know that it's definitely a man that they are saying this is of bad character.
Can never be a woman. They will support him. I'm telling you, Harley Shini. Talking about Harley Shini, did you forget that video that was trending last week? That pastor that said, if your man is cheating, pray the cheating.
Stop it. Stop it, Yusis. Yusis, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Yusis, he said, prophesize. Say, this is my husband. He is not cheating. It is the devil.
See that women have suffered.
No, they have.
See the person that is doing it too. But they're asking you to prophesy. They're
saying
you
to prophesize for him.
Sit down with him and pray for him, sister.
God, please. Don't put me in some certain situations. What?
He did not address
this man for 1 second.
Not one time.
He did not say
the whole sermon.
He did not say, okay, let's even take it to the Christian part. You know, in Islam, we said he's allowed to marry 4 wives. We can go into the clause of you having 4 wives, but let's put it, you know how men usually pride with it. Allah has said we should marry 4 wives. Let's put it. But in Christianity, we know that it's 1 man, 1 wife. And for a pastor to come and stand in front of the altar and say that, your husband is cheating, prophesy, say that, no, this is not my husband, and not, it is 1 man, 1 wife, is alarming.
Then I would like to address what you said Islamically. Even though Islam says you are entitled to marry 1, 2, 3, 4, if you
that's why I said
justice,
we can talk, we can go into the clause if
we
you
will,
want to.
We'll go into it.
Let's
just
go into it.
Just because we're talking about cheating here, right?
Yeah.
Islam forbids womanizing. Mm-mm. It forbids fornicating.
It does.
Right? And that's what you do when you're cheating.
Yeah.
We're not talking about taking another wife. So you, even in the Islamic context, it's wrong. Then number two, if you're taking a second wife, Islamically, it doesn't say you now insult the wife that is in the house.
No.
Right? Which is part of the cheating. Both Islamic and Christianity, what the pastor was saying was wrong.
Was wrong. But you see, when you were saying this, what came to my mind is, so when the man wants to marry second wife, he will just look at that, his first wife that he has been with for like 10, 15, 20 years. He'll just be looking at her like one bamboo, monkey.
No.
Because a new boy is coming. Oh God, please. You now remember that she has wrinkles. Oh, I see the other one will not have wrinkles. You see, why are you laughing?
It's funny now because it's the same story right from time immemorial. It's the same thing.
You know this thing that I'm telling you. You know that somebody was telling me that, we were just having like random conversation and I was telling her about all this, like we're just, something came up and we're talking about cheating and marriage and second wife and stuff like that. She just looked at me, she said, look at you. You think that because people are young, you think this thing. She said, even the old people, it's still happening. That age is not a number. She said, she now gave me an instance of somebody that in their age bracket. I'm talking about 50 years old. Their age bracket is the same cycle all over and over again.
The thing is, maturity has nothing to do with age.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Right? And what you program and what you want to achieve in your life, it differs. Mm. It doesn't matter the age. And you see, example now, age bracket, somebody that has been peacefully, happily living for in their marital life, Kingani, ever since, then you might see a young person that will do the same thing.
Mm.
Like, he has a plan for his life. Mm. He has projected. Mm. He has prayed over it. And no matter what happened, I'm going to stick to this plan. Kingani, God help me. It's not about the age. It's about the sense.
It's about the sense. It's about the sense. It's not the age.
It's not the age. And if you go all out thinking that you're going to outsmart or cheat a person, God help you. God help you.
That's how the chef was saying, was preaching that. Well, you saw it. But that chef that was preaching that, oh, that if a man comes and decides that he wants to get married, sister, forget it. He must do that marriage. That your only luck is where he comes, when he doesn't come to tell you that he's getting married. But the moment that there's nobody that will stop him from doing that marriage, be it his mother, be it his father, they will not stop it.
Talking about the wrinkles and whatever you're saying, I'm sure you must have seen one of Move to Mink someone where they talk about, like, this is somebody you married when they didn't have all these things. If they had wrinkles, it's as a result of being married to you. Whatever happens to the person afterwards is as a result of being with you. Okay, talking about this wrinkle that they talk about is maybe during childbirth. Will she get pregnant if she was not with you? So she got those wrinkles because of having children for you. Don't forget, women have some issues after giving birth or after getting pregnant.
Definitely.
And it's all white because of you. And you think you're going to cheat that person and you go scot-free, it's not going to happen.
No.
Right? And the next person that you're going to be with, she might have worse wrinkles.
Is it
right?
That you understand? Tell God what to do with you, life?
You are not going to, you're just human, you're not God. Yeah. You can only plan. And when it's to cheat another person, just be careful.
That's just it.
Just be careful. Talking about your man problem now. Say this one that I'm with now, that he married how many 6 months ago, you know, this year.
It's always the case, and they never learn.
Do you know why they never learn? Because they think they are smarter than the next guy. So if it happened to that man, it's because that man was not sharp.
Did not do it well.
Me, I'm sharp.
Yes.
Me, I'm sharper.
I totally
know how to handle.
I hear you.
I know how. What is this?
What is it?
Is it not the women that are looking for marriage? They are looking for husband everywhere. I can do anything. I take care of her. She has to stay now. Where will she go? Who will she see?
Who will marry her?
Oh, Maria. Yeah.
See, recently I saw a video of this lady. She has had like 14 abortions or so, and she's happily married. If you see the man that she has 14 abortions, she has 2 children, a boy and a girl. You see the man she married, tall, fair, and handsome.
Okay, let's even go to Ariwa. This Sadia, what's it called?
Haruna.
She's on her 8th marriage or something. Did you see the guy she married? A younger guy again. Somebody sent me a video.
No, I don't believe. See,
let me even send you the video, Rashida.
You see, I don't believe that a woman would never find a husband. If Allah wills, she will find a husband no matter what.
Let me send you this video. I was just like,
did you hear where they say, like, prostitutes that have the best men? Have you heard that statement?
I've heard it.
There is no, if Allah wills and Allah can forgive you no matter what you have done, the only thing you need to do is ask for forgiveness, and Allah is merciful. He will forgive you.
Yes, that's true. And number two, don't forget, this marriage thing, right, is already predestined.
Yeah.
If Allah said you married 100 husbands,
you
must
will
go through those 100.
Yes.
If he says one, it's one.
It's one.
If he says zero, it's zero.
It's zero.
Right? So it's something that you should not even worry yourself. But you know, societal pressure.
Yes, societal
and all
pressure.
That human
that,
beings,
yes,
we must forget. Same thing with riches,
giving birth, dying.
It's already predestined.
Yeah.
All you do is pray and hope for the best.
For the best.
That's
yeah.
all. But nobody, yeah. nobody.
Nobody has nobody. The right. Nobody, yes.
When I saw that Sadia's video, I laughed.
Yeah.
Please check it, Rashida.
I will check it. And you know what? I saw another, I don't know what is her name. I think she's called Mariam Lemu. I'm not sure if I'm getting that person right. She's like a counselor, a marriage counselor. Her husband is like...
Yeah. Her and the husband.
And the husband, yes. They talk about marriages a lot. And I recently saw a video where somebody was asking her that, is marriage a necessity? That was the topic of conversation. And she was saying that marriage is not a necessity, that it's not everybody that is going to get married, but it is something that Allah loves and Allah wants you to do it if you find the right person. Emphasis on the right
person. Right.
Because we have had cases of you marrying somebody and it's not the right person for you. Think it's the right person. Some people have gone into marriage because all their friends are getting married. Some people have gone into marriage because they want to have the grand wedding. Some people have gone into marriage because, oh, I'm getting old, I have not gotten married. And me, I believe that marriage comes naturally. You don't have to force yourself.
Don't force it.
You don't have to force yourself. It comes naturally. And Allah has written it. It is the will of Allah that if Allah has said it is 1 year you're going to stay in that marriage, it's 1 year. No matter how you try, no matter how you try to work it out, it's still not going to work. If Allah said it is 10 years, it's going to be 10 years. If Allah has said it is 20 years, it's going to be 20 years.
Yeah.
All you need to do, see, in this life, we are all doing our best. We don't know.
Thank you. Because, Rashida, everybody is doing this for the first time.
For the first time.
You cannot come and...
You're learning on the job.
Best in doing.
One day at a time.
Best in doing.
Your own is not perfect. I know sometimes you look at other people, you say, oh, marriage.
God, when?
When? Please.
Until you enter.
I know. I have gone through people's video. I have seen so many people. I've seen people doing PDA on the street. I've seen people in Paris under the Eiffel Tower kissing. I have seen it's sweet. It is lovely. It is. I wish for it. Yes, now I wish for it. I've seen all these couples on the internet taking videos, snapping themselves. Oh, lovely, lovey dovey. Oh, he bought me flowers. All those flowers that they'll put roses on the bed. Then you will now walk in. You will now
see. Yes. He
will now give you this bouquet of flower. It is nice. But ask yourself, is that what you really want? Is this sustainable? If it's not sustainable, just manage the one that you have. Nobody on is perfect. Just thank Allah, put Allah first, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
I think
what is working for you.
Yeah, the most important thing is to pray that you find be married to a good person, a good human being.
Yeah.
Did you see how I didn't say religious?
God fearing, you see. Because if somebody is God fearing, there's an atom of him being a good person.
Let him be a good human being.
Good human being.
Leave it like that.
Okay.
Leave it like
that. Let's take uses of good human being.
Let him be a good human being.
Because some people can be God fearing. When it the thing suits them,
they'll be using religion to
they will change. The way they will flip. Play that soundtrack for me. I can't believe my ego.
Just pray you marry a good human being.
Exactly.
A good human being doesn't matter whether it's a woman, animal, a rich person.
Animal.
No, what I'm trying to say, a good human being sees all these people.
Okay, I understand.
Do you understand? Their approach to a woman, a man, a child, a poor person, somebody that is less than them, once they're a good human being. See, I'm sure you must have seen this somewhere. They said, if you want to know a good person, see how they treat a waiter in a restaurant.
Yeah, simple.
Do you understand? Or their workers.
Or their
see
workers.
How they treat them.
Yeah.
It's not because he's treating you, bring you flower, bring you all these things that Rashida mentioned. But when you go to the restaurant, see the way he was talking to the waiter.
Yes, please. We are about to go. We are about to go. But sorry, I have. Let me just drop this one. That's how somebody. That's how somebody said. Oh, that she was at the restaurant. Then she saw somebody, and the man was shouting at the waiter. How dare you? Yeah, then she now stood. She now said, I told you. I told you. She just looked at her and said, look at
you. I told
you
what? I don't understand.
He was being rude to the waiter, and then the lady he was with was like, she was proud of him being rude to the waiter. I told you. She looked. You see that you just said? That was the same thing that woman said. She said, sorry, I finished. You says this was a lovely, lovely episode.
It was.
Yeah, I'll come to the end of the episode.
Sad, part is sad about.
Yeah.
Even though Rashida didn't solve the man problem for us.
I did now. We did now. All the best. Please, guys, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Please do all the fun stuff for us.
Thank you so much for listening thus far. We love you. We love you. Love you. Love you. Thank you. Thank you. Do all the fun stuff that Rashida said. Anyway, you can send us an email, please. Anything. Suggest.
We need to hear your dilemmas. Please send us dilemmas.
Yes. It's the Chill Sisters Podcast at gmail.com. We would love to hear from you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Have a nice one. Take care.